You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk. Here comes the band. We see upright bass, drums, guitars, and there's Joan Baez.
You're
live
there
at George Weems Folk Festival 50 from NPR Music and WFUV.
Good job.
Got some weather work to do, I see. Thank you. Oh, goody. Hello, Newport. Hello, 50 years later. My goodness gracious. Here we are, still putting one foot in front of another. I'm glad it led us back. So I'll do some songs from now and some songs from then and a few from in between. Makes sense. So the second one is more from nowish. It's from the latest album I have, which is called The Day After Tomorrow. This song was written by Elvis Costello and T-Bone Burnett, and it's called Scarlet Tide. Well, I recall his parting words. Must I accept his fate or take myself far from this place? I thought I heard a black bell toll, a little bird did sing. Man loses all when he wants everything. You rise above the scarlet tide, trickle down through the mountain, and separates the widow from the bride. Man goes beyond his own decision, gets caught up in the mechanism of swindlers who act like kings and brokers who break everything. Night was swiftly falling into the dawn of day. Why would I want him just to lose him again?
We'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride. Above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride.
Thank you. This last album was produced by Steve Earle, one of my personal favorites. He wrote some of the songs for it. The next one we'll sing is called God is God. And I, thank you, I asked him what it meant, because it wasn't exactly what I was taught in Sunday school. And he said, oh, it's recovery speak. I said, oh. He said, you know, power greater than yourself. Which, as we all know, when you reach rock bottom, power greater than yourself could be a doorknob. But he chose to write about God. God is God. Some folks see things not everybody can see. And once in a while they pass a secret along to you and me. And I believe in miracles. Something sacred burning on every bush and tree. We can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. Thank you.
I traveled around the world. Stood on mighty mountains and gazed across the wilderness. Never seen a line in the sand or a diamond in the dust. And as our fate unfurls, every day that passes I'm sure about a little bit less. Even my money keeps telling me it's God I need to trust. And I believe in God, and God ain't us.
Okay, we'll go back to 1959, and I was living in Cambridge. Yes. I was running around Harvard Square in my bare feet and learning ballads, falling in love with Harvard boys, and yes, it was quite a day. I was living in the coffee shops, and my parents thought I was going to Boston University, and I did for about 17 minutes, and then I proceeded to flunk out of all the classes, and one teacher said that he would pass me if I would bring my guitar to class and sing to them. So that was the only class that I did pass. And at any rate, we'll sing you one of the songs. It was one of the very first ones that I learned, and I used to sing it way higher, and I used to sing it way slower. you a kid and loving lies. And the very next evening, they'll court another. And you're alone to pine and sigh. And my daddy. I realized about 30 years after I'd sung that at the beginning that nobody died in it. And that was a real sin. Because for me, at the beginning with those ballads, somebody really had to be crucified in order to make my repertoire either died or seriously damaged in one way or another. So I found, I researched and I found a version of the song where everybody died, so made up for it. So it went like this. Let's all take up our silver daggers, run them into our lily-white breasts, sing goodbye, father, goodbye, mother, goodbye to the ones we love the best. Sing you one I wrote about halfway through this long journey. Wrote it on the road, and it's about loneliness and solace. How long since I've spent a whole night in a twin bed with a stranger? The warm arms all around. Since I've gazed into dark eyes which melted my soul down to the place where it longed to be. All of your history had little to do with your face. It's mainly a mystery with fire filling in space. You stood in the nude by the mirror and and lay down beside me again, and I'll watch the rose on the pillow as it fell. I sank and I slept in a twilight with only one care, to know that when day broke and I woke, that you'd still be there, still be there. The hours for once they pass slowly, unendingly by, like a sweet breeze on a field. Your gentleness came down upon me, and I guess I thank you when you caused me to
the sky is falling, and I must
us leave. When the Jack and the Queen have forsaken the courtyard, and the 52 gypsies now file past the guards, in the space where the dews and the ace ones ran wild, farewell, Angelina, the sky's changing color, I'll see you in a while. While the makeup man's hands shut the eyes of the dead, not to embarrass anyone. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is embarrassed, and I must be gone. The machine bells are roaring, and the puppets heave rocks, and fiends may. Time bombs to the hands of the clocks. Call me any name you like, I will never deny it. Farewell, Angelina, the sky is erupting, I must go where it's quiet. Sing you a white gospel song, which is not an oxymoron in many parts of this country.
One, two, three. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till the rafters ring when I bid this world goodbye.
I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. All my joys with you I'll share. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. And if you are ashamed of me, you ought not to be, and you'd better have a care. If too much fault you find, you'll sure be left behind while I'm sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till the rafters ring when I bid this world goodbye. Spend my time in prayer, and when my ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till the rafters ring when I bid this world goodbye. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till the rafters ring when I bid this world goodbye. When I bid this world goodbye. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to do another one of Steve Earle's songs. A lot of you probably know it. I've been singing it for quite a while now. It's a keeper. It's a song he wrote about a young man, no doubt himself, who's following in the footsteps of Woody Guthrie. And he obviously admires him, as so many of us do, the man who wrote about people who are down and out, lonely, imprisoned, cold, hungry, homeless. And he was the man who really gave us that tradition, and followed by people like Steve Earle, like Ramblin' Jack, Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, so many of us. And in this song, Steve says, I lost my way at some point. I followed you all the time, and the one time I lost my way and looked around and realized what a dangerous world we're living in. And he said, I didn't really know what to do, so one day he says, I sold my soul and I bought a car, and I ended up here in Washington, D.C., speaking of unsafe world. And he looked around and he says, Woody, we need you. Come back to us now. Tear your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. It's called Christmas in Washington. Well, it's Christmas time in Washington. The Democrats rehearse getting into gear for 4 more years of things not getting worse. The Republicans drank whiskey neat and thank their lucky star. He cannot seek another term. There'll be no more FDR. Well, I sat home in Tennessee, staring at the screen, an uneasy feeling in my chest, and I'm wondering what it means. So come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. Tear your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. And if you run into Jesus, maybe he can help you out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. Well, I followed in your footsteps once back in my traveling days, but somewhere I failed to find your trail. Now I'm stumbling through the haze. But there's killers on the highway now, and folks can't get around. So I sold my soul for wheels that roll, and now I'm stuck here in this town. So come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. Tear your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. And if you run into Jesus, maybe he can help us. sight. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now. Well, there's foxes in the hen house now, cows out in the corn, have been busted and their proud banners torn. And to listen to the radio, you think that all was well. But you and me and most folks know it was going straight to hell. So come back, Mahatma Gandhi, and rise up, old Joe Hill. The barricades are coming down and they cannot break our will. And come back to us, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. We're marching in the Selma as the bells of freedom ring. Come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. Tear your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So we sing one that's also familiar to you, or that is familiar to you. I'm actually from Woodstock on through to many, many causes that has great meaning, and it's about courage. And we've been singing it recently to the Iranian people for their extraordinary show of nonviolent force and courage. And to remind them and ourselves that it ain't over till it's over, and they've been doing this for decades, and it will continue, and they need our strength and support and our prayers. So this is for Iran.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trouble with these guys, I can't get any energy out of them. Sing you a song that's requested over and over for many occasions, many of them important occasions like weddings. I sang that it's my son's wedding. Just to give you an idea what it was like, his dog was the ring bearer. And I sang it when my parents got married to each other for a second time. They'd been divorced for 30 years at my mother's request. My father, the hopeless romantic, hadn't got it during the first 60 years or whatever it was that they were married. You know, left brain professor, handsome man, wouldn't get dressed up, wouldn't send her flowers, you know, at the urging of all of us all those years. Anyway, so finally they were split up for all those years. She was always very nice to him, and he was like, oh, where'd she go, where'd she go? So anyway, he writes her a letter when he's 91, and he says, I'm going to die soon, and I want to die a married man, and you're the only person I want to be married to. So I said, Mom, what are you going to do? And she said, oh, what the hell? So, ever the romantic. So I'm thinking, well, what can Mom, you know, I mean, they were okay. She was always very kind to him, and he was always very grateful about it. But no, what's she going to get out of this thing? So I said, called him up, and I said, hey, Pops, I hear you're going to get married. He said, yeah. I said, what you gonna wear? He says, oh, something comfortable. I said, oh, no, you're not. You're gonna wear a tuxedo. And he laughed. I said, no, it's not funny. If you don't wear a tuxedo, I'm not coming. So after push me, pull you for about half an hour, it was arranged that he would wear a tuxedo. And she wore this beautiful, you know, Chinese collar, shiny thing, and her false eyelashes. And it was really quite a beautiful thing. And so I sang the songs that I'm going to sing for you. And I was the ring bearer. I stood just behind him, and I had this little ring, my guitar already. And it came time for the ring, and I handed it to him. And he kind of turned around and looked at me. He said, I can't remember what I was supposed to do with this thing. I said, put it on her finger, and I'll sing you a song. So, bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong, and may you stay. Stay, oh. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a firm foundation when the winds of change shift. May your heart always be joyful. And may your songs always be sung. And may you stay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And then I had a dream about my dad. And it was that my father came to his own funeral. He followed three big, flashy, modern limousines, and he was an old one, I think was almost pulled by a horse, kind of old, and he was carrying his own ashes, and he was crying, and I was crying. And he brought them to where I was, and he handed them to me, and he said, "Can you send them over to research so they can study them, honey?" He said, "You know, particles, if you can send them into the universe." He was a physicist, and we had never understood him. Three daughters and his wife never understood anything. He said, "You know, honey, they can send particles into the universe. You understand, don't you?" And I said, "Of course I do," which I didn't at all. And then we both wept, and we had an understanding, and that was the last I know of my dad. for the salt, salt sea. And if I should forsake my house carpenter and go along with thee, what have you got to maintain me on and keep me from poverty? Six ships, all out on the sea, seven more upon dry land, 110 all brave sailormen will be at your
hills, what hills are those?
hills of hell, my love, where you and I must go. Thank you. A brief thanks to Mother Nature. Thanks to you. Wait. John Doyle, Todd Phillips, Gabriel Harris, Dirk Powell. you. Thank you.
Wow. Right to the end there. She had the crowd completely lulled. It was just a beautiful, gentle, and she did the beautiful, gentle, don't think twice, it's all right, Bob Dylan. And then she went into her little Bob Dylan imitation.
And she's been known to do that. Don't think twice, it's all right. Right now, Joan Baez enjoying a standing ovation here at the Newport Folk Festival, appropriately enough. I hope she comes back for an encore.
Oh, boy, she ought to.
The entire crowd is on their feet. And like we said yesterday, a lot of respect and reverence being offered up quite with much generosity by the crowd, without a doubt. I love the band she was playing with.
Here,
oh, good, and here they come.
Yeah,
so more
guitar,
Joan Baez.
That guitar player, John Doyle, is just a brilliant Irish guitar player. Dirk Powell playing fiddle. Yeah.
Come on, little acapella.
My lady sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My longest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my immortal home.
I know I'm near the holy ranks of friends and kindred near. I brush the dew on Jordan's banks, the crossing